Our guests today are the Wood Brothers, Oliver and Chris Wood, brothers who have been cutting their own separate musical paths until they finally took everyone's advice and started playing together. Chris Wood is best known as the bass player in the trio Modesky, Martin, and Wood, and his brother Oliver is known in Atlanta for leading the band King Johnson. They got together to record this album of Oliver's songs, Ways Not to Lose. Let's start with this live performance of One More Day.
I seen you when you'd hope to die. I heard you say, well, it's raining all over the world. What did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith has gone, give it one more day. Seen you with your head low, face down on the ground. I heard you say, well, you're lost and you couldn't be found. What did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith has gone, give it one more day. Give it one more day. One more day. Just when your faith has gone, give it one more day.
Thank you. Here comes a song called Atlas.
Accident, I finger. Don't you try to hold my world up. Don't you try to hold my world. Don't you try to hold my world up. Don't you try to hold my world. For lay your burden down and we'll both be stronger. Don't you try to hold my world up. Don't you try to hold my world. Don't you try to hold my world up. Don't you try to hold my world.
Playing live for us today on stage at World Cafe Live are the Wood Brothers, and we're getting a chance to move away from the stage a little bit to talk with Oliver and Chris Wood, who just sound great together. This seems so, I mean, it's so obvious, but it seems totally natural. Before this whole project, was there playing together at home? Did this happen naturally to begin with?
Not since we were teenagers and both living at home, you know,
right.
And then as we both moved out of the house, we went to totally different parts of the country. You know, Chris went to New York and I went to Atlanta. And the next 10 to 12 to 15 years were spent us really not playing together.
Mm.
I mean, we hardly ever saw each other. We see each other on the holidays, you know.
Now, where was home to begin with?
Well, when we left home, it's Boulder, Colorado. That's where our folks live.
Mm-hmm.
And we were born on the West Coast in the L.A. area. And then moved to Colorado and Boulder in mid-70s. So.
That's Oliver and Chris. Your mom is a microbiologist. Your dad?
Other way around. Dad's the microbiologist.
Your mom's a poet.
That's right.
Wow. Are they affiliated with the university?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Our dad is a professor there and does research and has a lab.
Wow.
So. But he's also a musician. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the side.
And, you know, if people know anything about Colorado, they know that the sort of the new grass kind of music is huge there.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad's a Hot Rise fan or something. I read that somewhere.
Well, when I was a kid, I remember going to a couple of their concerts and
right.
Hot Rise and New Grass Revival and
right.
A couple other things, you know.
Right.
And where did jazz develop for you there? You're interested in
it? Well, that's when I got interested in it.
Yeah.
I started playing clarinet and remember just thinking, wow, jazz would be kind of interesting to do that. And then I got into piano. But eventually, when I was playing bass, I don't know, I was always attracted to it. And I just happened to have a great teacher early on, so got me into it.
And Oliver, roots the end of things, what attracted you early on? I mean, you have a band
absolutely.
In Atlanta called King Johnson.
Right.
And which is a funky kind of bluesy band. So that started when you moved there?
Pretty much, yeah. It's we've been doing that for 12 years now, I think.
Yeah.
So, but I certainly got the blues bug even, you know, as a kid and listening to Lightnin' Hopkins records and stuff like that. I always loved that, you know, and I went through a jazz phase too as a in my early 20s, but I always come back to the more rootsy kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, me too, actually. I mean, that was a big influence on me when Oliver was listening to all those old blues records. That was some of the first stuff I learned how to play on bass. Yeah.
Well, we got to ask the family therapy question, which is, you know, both of you have been in bands. You've been in other bands, mm-hmm. and everybody talks about a band being like a family. And certainly, Modesky, Martin, and Wood seems that way. And, you know, your experience in Atlanta must be like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. To keep a group together for 10-plus years, you're going to get really tight, you know. It's very
family-like. So what's it like to have an actual family member as a bandmate? I don't know. Chris, you can do that one first.
It's great. I mean, what makes it really great is, you know, besides the fact that we haven't really hung out this much in a long, long time, we got a lot of catching up to do. Exactly. But we've also been doing the same job for the past 15 years. And
different
it just
places.
Makes it,
yeah.
it's seamless transition, yeah. you know, going from our usual bands and what we usually do to this. It's like we know the drill. We have it so down after all these years, and right. so we don't have to focus on that. We can just basically hang out and think about music, and the rest is just comes naturally.
I watch a lot of bands interact here, and it's always interesting, and I find it far more interesting than other relationships to hear musicians correct each other and or you know, make a point about music. They're very soft with each other most of the time. Does that follow through in this way with you guys?
Until they get back to the van.
Yeah,
right.
And then it's like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's definitely, it's very easy. We seem to get along real well.
Excellent. Now, the songs, did they come for this project? Most of them are yours, Oliver.
Well, it's kind of a mix. I would say a handful of them are songs that I used to play with King Johnson or wrote more recently. And then, you know, a few of the songs on there are songs that Chris and I collaborated on. So mm-hmm. as we got this project rolling, you know, one thing that got us excited about it was that we wrote a song together. You know, we got together on this mm-hmm. One holiday and just were messing around and wrote this song. We're like, wow, that came together easily. You know, let's do another one. So there's a couple new songs on there that Chris and I wrote together.
We should give credit to Kenny Wollison, who
absolutely
who's the drummer
on the
album.
Yeah. And John Modesky, who produced it.
Right.
Yeah. He's kind of like another brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, speaking of King Johnson, Chris Long's in that band?
Indeed.
And
bass player and co-singer.
Okay. So this song is one that was from that
That's an old King Johnson song that Chris Long wrote the lyrics to way back when we first put the band together. And I've always loved the lyrics. And Chris Wood and I here, we just totally revamped the music end of it. So Chris came up with that crazy harmonica.
I mean, it's kind of what we did to a lot of the King Johnson songs.
Yeah, we pretty much
really
reworked them and,
you know,
and made them different.
Made them, yeah.
Definitely.
So.
And the name of this one is?
Where My Baby Might Be. That's,
all right, we'll get back to the stage with the Wood Brothers today. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Wood Brothers, our guests, back to the stage of World Cafe Live.
outskirts of town, down by the river, and just to take a look around, and met up with a stranger. He seemed to recognize me. That's where my baby might be. In the distance, like I seen before, I walked down the street and up to the door. And if you drag that river all the way to the sea, that's where my baby might be.
Chris Wood on the harmonica and the bass.
Don't try that at home, especially if you're a smoker.
We're going to feature Chris here on a tune he wrote called Down.
Hold you in place. You're drifting along through empty space. You don't have a sun to circle around, and every single attraction drags you down, 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 down. You found, and all the pretty little pictures drag you down, down, down. Miss that woman, and it drags you down, down, down. Down, down, down. Down, down.
That's the song Down, finishing off our set, and I hope you enjoyed that. The Wood Brothers, Chris and Oliver Wood. The album is called Ways Not to Lose. You can visit your favorite podcast directory or our website at worldcafe.npr.org and click on NPR Podcast to learn how you can receive World Cafe Words and Music as a weekly download.